everybody's like
we can start abilities
and shit.
Let's start with
lunch break is over.
Lunch break's over?
Lunch break's over.
All right,
what's your question?
Look, my question is, okay, think of, like, all the different Mangekyo Sharingans. Think of, like, Fugaku, Madara.
Who the fuck is Fugaku?
That's Itachi's dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
He had the Mangekyo?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had the Mangekyo.
I'm about to go watch the game.
It was in like the, it was in
like. We'll get to My Hero, bro.
Bro, he really was going to do the whole pot and then dip because of the, I'm not interested. Fuck y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Fugaku was a type of move. I was like, damn, what that do? Is that all he's saying?
Fugaku.
I said two. Oh. My bad. Continue.
That's Itachi and Sasuke's dad. Yeah, he.
I didn't know you.
I just called him Itachi. So
I've never. I didn't know.
I'll pull it out.
That's what I called him too.
Yeah.
You good?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know everybody's like.
I'm gonna go with
specific abilities,
but when Kakashi.
Hands down.
But when Kakashi gets both of them, that's the coldest one.
Y'all remember Naruto thought that person was a girl, and she's like, "I'm a boy." And
Haku.
This nigga was that person.
I knew the name, but I was trying to make sure, like, I didn't know.
No, it's not because we in Shippuden. This nigga. Hey, y'all remember like they second mission?
Y'all remember the second episode of
Naruto Bridge? Hey, Zabuza.
Hey,
oh, that shit hard.
Yeah, like out of all of the Mangekyos, his is my favorite.
That is
cool. Like the look or the
look.
Is fire.
I don't think we know his Mangekyo ability.
I don't think so.
Unless it's in
the manga, it's probably in the manga. But
Mangekyo,
Obito's is probably the best one. Second,
I like Obito's ability the best.
Kamui is bestly one of the best abilities.
Definitely, but
outside of like Kodo Amatsukami, but that was kind of OP.
Is he the Shisui or Itachi?
That's
next with the design as design favorite. But Sasuke's is definitely number three.
Eternal.
Oh, they're talking about their favorite like Sharingan. You never say what y'all talking about.
Yeah,
you thought about it.
Yeah,
we talking about our favorite Mangekyos.
I'm not gonna lie, spaced out.
I think. Look,
Chance, what? What? Because I was listening.
It looks
sarcastic as fuck.
Sarcastic as fuck, bro. He's like, oh yeah, by the way, bro, they talking about Sharingan.
Well, I didn't know if y'all said it.
But it's also like
I try to like clear the ad because I want to see all the. Probably my favorite Mangekyo is the one that looks like a flower. It looks like a flower.
Is that
the lotus?
Here's a good one.
It doesn't look like a lotus.
It was back when it was finding out about the Izanagi. Oh, nice.
Naori.
Oh, Naori. Yeah, she's the one who created
Izanagi. It's the Izanagi and the
Izanagi. Yeah.
It's either that one.
That one, Shui is Shin is crazy.
Shin?
That one.
Yeah, facts. That one's nuts. I like
Indra's and then Fugaku's.
Indra's is tight.
These niggas Indra still have peoples, y'all. I just want y'all to know.
See, Baru's is
still tight. That's what I was laughing.
What?
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, they talk about shotguns, y'all, man. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shisui, he is a straight. He's,
Sasuke is just
Itachi's is
better.
Fire. But they,
where's Itachi? Yeah, Itachi's is tight. Sasuke's Eternal's dope, too.
Yeah.
Top three. Madara's number four.
Joker Fugaku, nah, Fugaku's is fire as fuck.
No, dope.
Bro. Yeah, I heard it.
Madara's was dope, but the Eternal.
I like Madara's normal.
Bro. I don't want to count. Eternal. I don't want to count EMS looks though, because out of
EMS means Eternal Mangekyo.
Yeah,
because it's like putting two together, so it's like kind of cheating. Yeah. All right. So let's get more inclusive, so Chris can get involved.
Yeah.
All right.
I was gonna say. So my biggest misconception with the Sharingan was at first when I was like watching. I guess because you're younger. I thought it just let them see the future outright, but not like you could predict people's moves.
No, it's just you can see things really, really slow.
Yeah.
So whenever they're making the moves, you can make the moves as they do it.
And another thing,
through their whole body.
Yeah.
No, I don't mean they can read chakras.
I don't mean
they can read chakras. They can't read like the Hyugas, but they can.
They can't see the flows.
They can't see the flow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can't see,
but they can still see it within the body.
Right.
Another
thing they can do is they can read like muscle twitches and body movements, and that's a lot.
I didn't mean like copy moves. I mean like how they're able to like.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can see like the smallest things and able to do it.
Oh, you're doing the hand gestures.
No, because that's how it's like. All right, so they can literally see somebody doing this, but to them it's like,
And they know exactly.
So they're like, all right, so you're about to do it? Bet, you're about to do it. Boom. All they have to do it is at the same time. They don't have to know the jutsu. They can just do it at the same time.
Right.
And then see their mouth moving at the same time and say it at the same time.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I didn't mean like how they were copying. I mean like, don't they have things they can tell, like when you're firing, like how they can like dodge or whatever? Don't they have that, like they can see
the movement? They can't, quote unquote, see into the future.
It's hypervision.
Some, you know what I mean? Like, they can see the muscle twitches or
something. They can just see everything a lot better.
That's what I mean. Like, they can like tell like if you're about to kick. Because I think
Because they can read your movement with the body twitches.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Yeah, and makes their reflexes faster, all that shit.
Right. See, at the beginning, I thought they could.
That's why whenever Sasuke was fighting B, it was fucking him up because B was like throwing swords around everywhere. So like Sasuke was like looking all over. He couldn't focus necessarily. He was focused on everything else, and then B folded his ass.
Yeah.
See. Cause I like when I had that misconception when I learned about the Excalibur dying or whatever. When I thought they could see the future, I was like, "Hold on! If these niggas can see the future, then how did one person kill everybody?" But that was before I knew work. That I thought they just outright could see the future. No. So that was like a big plot hole for me. I was like, how you can see the future and you still get murdered by one person?
I just hate how it's literally said that the Byakugan is the strongest eye jutsu. But they gave Sharingan everything in the fucking world. They gave the Sharingan a fucking meteor. A meteor.
Yeah. Technically, it's the Rinnegan. But the Rinnegan evolved from the Sharingan.
Was it a...
No, the nigga Mono sent down a meteor.
It was a whole ass meteor.
Facts. And then Inoki stopped it.
The size of
the moon. He stopped it. And then Mono said, alright, bet. Send the second meteor.
On top of it. Bro.
That nigga Inoki was like, alright, I got this. And then he done the second. Inoki said,
and he was dying trying to get the first one. He broke his fucking back.
Just send it this casually. Alright, send
another
meteor.
No, deadass. That's how it was. Like, literally, the sky just opens up. You see a huge ass moon just dropped.
Look, he was reanimated, so he had unlimited chakra at the time.
Yeah,
so he was like he could see more.
I've seen some theories that is not quite unlimited.
I don't think it's unlimited,
but he still had a.
I think it's unlimited, but it's just the pool of chakra is limited.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's not like the full extent of your chakra when you was alive, but it's like you can still use it.
Like the androids, like
yeah,
17 isn't the strongest fighter, but he gonna stay full energy regardless.
Because like think about it, in the anime, Minato, like reanimated Minato, was talking he was talking about how he couldn't do the teleportation jutsu anymore because he was like, I'm out of chakra. Like he literally said that.
Chief, how?
He literally said
Naruto's literally the stupidest. Shippuden is literally the stupidest show when it comes to the
great. I've seen that a lot. I've seen that a lot. Yeah. Like people saying Shippuden, like going back.
Slick ruins
the original series.
The great fourth.
Yeah.
Wait, it ruins the original series or what you were saying?
It ruins the original series. That's what I was saying.
I thought he was saying like it ruined that whole storyline.
That arc.
I mean, the whole arc ruined the show, period.
Wait, this is one arc?
The Madara was supposed to be like... The crazy.
They should have just kept it at pain and left it at that.
Okay, what happened in this arc that y'all say ruined everything? Because I have
all the plot arcs.
In case you haven't figured out...
It's hella filler, but if you skip in the fillers, it's still good. But it's like when you start thinking about the plot...
You Ninja War. You gotta go through every episode of that bitch.
I'm talking about the fillers.
No, I'm talking about the fillers of the fourth grade Ninja War.
How are there fillers in this kind of arc?
I'm talking about during the war, like all those fucking backstories and shit that you didn't watch.
Their backstory.
That's not filler then.
Yes, it is.
Backstory is not. Which ones are you talking
about?
You talking
about literally in the filler when you like the backstory five times,
bro? When they do that. You be in the fourth grade Ninja War. Rock Lee's fighting somebody, and the entire episode's a flashback of a random fucking Rock Lee.
That's
a filler.
I'm not talking about that.
No, but I'm saying that's what I was talking about to him.
I got you.
That's what I was saying.
And me personally, I don't refer to that as a filler.
It is though. It's not canon.
Isn't that?
It's not canon.
But I'm talking about like the episodes like the Infinite Tsukinome and then like
all the dreams
and, like all those
dreams, in the dreams like, that's filler too.
That's the filler I'm talking about. Like if you skipping those, like the ones that really don't matter,
There weren't still, a lot of syllables in it. It sounded kind of fire. There was a lot of syllables.
See, Infinite Tsukuyomi?
Okay, see, I said the wrong... I said Tsukunome. I probably don't know what I said.
Huh?
I might be cussing y'all.
No, out. I mean, he does call it Operation Tsukinome. So you're on the right... Hey, you're in it.
Plot twist.
Hey, you have the Sharingan. You can see the future.
Ooh. Chance, don't go to work tomorrow.
I will not go to work because of the boy.
Chance, don't go to work tomorrow. That's what he's saying. All right. Let's get into this fucking My Hero.
Next
month, October.
Isn't that this week? That's this week, right?
Tuesday.
But it's still... by the time this episode drops, it's going to be October. So...
Yes.
Yeah. This nigga here. This nigga got to think about it.
Think about it.
It's coming out Tuesday.
Yes.
The meme, the girl in the corner.
Yes.
Yes.
But...
Yeah. Which one?
That's Kylie's face, too.
Which one? The Simpson or the black chick?
Both. Both. It's the same face. Exact same face. Exact same face.
I don't see what hurt the computer. James, have you not seen that?
I've seen that one. That one's hilarious. But, all right. So, My Hero Academia Season 4 drops in October.
Ooh.
But this month, by the time this drops,
bro, it drops October 4th too, don't 12th.
It? Yeah,
12th.
I thought it came out the same.
I double checked it.
It's the 12th.
Either way, I'm waiting for that dub because that's all I watched it in. So I'm gonna just. It's probably gonna come out in like a week or two after.
I think the simulcasting.
Simulcasting. Then I am lit.
It's a rumor.
I thought it was some. I thought we saw something that said it's gonna be a simulcast.
I read it two days ago.
I think season 3 was like a week behind as far as the Simon Cast went.
Hey, big rip to the...
R.I.P. Data. Anyway, so here's my question for everybody. Since everybody, even Chris, for once, has seen...
Inuyasha dialogue, though? We all talk about Inuyasha?
Kagome! Inuyasha! Kagome!
That was the funniest part of the funniest commercial of all time.
I remember that shit. I forgot all about that commercial.
I didn't.
Bro. All right. What are y'all's favorite My Hero Academia moments? I'm gonna start with Chance.
One moment is when.
Actually, this is my first question. I'm sorry, because we're gonna actually start with actual dialogue. But what's y'all's favorite My Hero Academia theme song? Your favorite OP?
I like the first one. The first one is my favorite. When he's like,
the first one. That's my favorite one. Yeah, that's my second one. But my first one is the one. Damn, how it goes. When the beat changes and All Might is like going Super Saiyan. And then like it's coming in heaven.
But that's my second favorite. My favorite one all time is the most recent one. Make my story. That one is so hard. Especially on that scene whenever like the Joker girl's doing that to erase her head and erase her head's like, we keep them hoes, don't love them hoes. Yeah. The code in with gyro. Then they go chilling in that beat. Bro, that one's so hard, bro. I love that one.
It's like, I like season 3 is my number one.
Make my story?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Make my story is fire.
I gotta look.
That one's hard. All right.
Season 1 is number 2.
It took me a long... I feel like I had a lot more time with season 1 because like I started it and then I stopped for a second. And then you can ask Sean, once I started My Hero back after that break, I literally finished My Hero like, that's all as well. I finished in like a week.
Yeah.
So
My Hero's really good.
I thought I had more time on it.
I can't believe Bakugo dies, man.
Bro, shout out Next Talk You for
when I saw that in the week, I was like,
fucking.
That shit was so funny.
I'm ready to box.
Chance came over one day. I was like, bro, Chance, just watch the video. So like, we were watching the video. And we're talking about Bakugo dying, and he was like, come on, man. I was like, bro, just watch the video. And this is way after I said it was a joke, but he didn't read that in the group message, so he didn't know it was a joke yet. And then when it goes like, it's like, I know how people in the video, Nux Talk is like, I know how the community's saying, like, oh, his death didn't matter, but you have to remember that he did die trying to kill the Academy's traitor, which is Kirishima. Blah blah, and Chance literally like walked out of my room upset. I was like, "Bro, he's kidding." He was like, "Oh, bet."
I was like, "This guy is
really." When you first sent that to the group, me and Chris, were we just hanging out?
We were just hanging out,
watching a movie or something like
hanging
that.
Two guys being dudes.
We were chilling, right? And you sent that, and I hadn't looked at it yet. And Chris was like, Sean, don't look at the group chat.
He don't look anyway.
That's the thing. Whenever you say, don't look at the group chat, you're going to look in the group chat.
Sean, don't look at the group chat. Why?
Yeah. Who was that? Why? I looked at it. I was like, it's fake. I don't care. I already know. I was like, I don't care. I know. There's no way. There's no way.
Because when I started, I was like, Chad, when you started saying all this stuff, and he was like, he was being serious about it. I was like, and like the animation, I was like, oh no, this don't look fake. This looks like man drew this himself.
Seth, fake news.
It's Nux Talk. Nux Talk is great, bro.
I was like, no, this is by man's and them.
All right, favorite My Hero Academia moments. Chance, go. Wait, I'm gonna guess two of Chance's.
Yes, fair use. That's the part that makes me like season one.
Facts, so not yet.
That's like my favorite part.
All right, here's my guess on two.
Saints lost.
Here's my guess on two of Chance's favorite moments: the last Deku Bakugo fight and Todoroki using his fire in the tournament.
Todoroki using the fire was definitely one dope scene. The one that is probably my most favorite.
Were those
one.
Your other two in your top three?
Not the Deku and Bakugo fight.
Okay.
But
no, you don't have to think of three. Just favorite moments in general. Okay. He said he had three.
I think my top favorite was Deku versus Muscular. That very last second, like, yeah, like all that emotion.
1,000,000%.
And like he just like that. That whole scene was so much emotion. It was just it was perfect. I had to come back around for another scene.
What about you, Sean?
Bro, like the him against the muscle dude is one of. It's probably my top three.
I have obscure favorites too. Obscure ass favorites.
So I think
my.
I think another one of my favorites is when he first started using the shoot style.
And he kicked that boulder.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was tight.
I think one of yours.
And then when he first started using the full cowl, not when he was training with Jet, but like after he first got to like 10% full cowl or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That was cool.
Full cowling. What's that one tweet? It was Vegeta, Bakugo.
Oh, PA. Who? I don't even remember the fourth one. It was Sasuke.
And Sasuke, and it was like, who would you cut?
Who's
your favorite?
I think it was who's your favorite.
Do we?
Because it feels like
it's in the group chat, ain't it?
It's
who's your favorite. It's who's your favorite. Because I can already tell you the first person Anton's going to eliminate. It was who's your favorite.
Yeah, like you can, y'all like, yeah. You can,
I was like, I can tell you who Anthem's gonna pick outright first of all. And I was, I tell you, y'all gonna be mad at who. It was maybe. Bakugo, Sasuke.
It was Bakugo, Sasuke, Hiei, Vegeta.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be mad when I tell you I'm booting first.
Sasuke.
No. Vegeta.
You booting Vegeta?
That's my man's. Dog.
He's probably kicking
you. I'm sending Bakugo.
Nah.
I'm putting his ass right out of there. All right.
Favorite My Hero moments.
It's like a collection. I really, 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 really like maybe that last episode. The second last episode. Well, I like, because I can't condense it into one moment because I don't know.
I was talking about whenever Lemillion was like.
No, not the last episode of the season. I'm sorry, the second last episode fighting Hero Killer.
Stain is that nigga.
He was the best villain to me.
He's one of the best villains in anime, period.
Funny, you know, there's a bad guy named Dobby. Every time I watch My Hero, they say Dobby. No, Dobby looks up at the screen, so like they'll say Dobby.
That's dope as fuck.
Because his name. But I think, because like I said, I can't condense that in one moment because I don't super remember. But I remember.
Is Dobby walking?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he's good. Cool.
He's fine. I think they literally say he probably just hurt himself and he tried to jump up on the couch the night before. He hit it where he was jumping up. His top half got him, his bottom half like.
Smacked his fucking leg.
He literally just fucked up again.
That's what happened that night.
Talking about that's what happened.
So he was just sore. He tried to jump up, but like he jumped a little short. So like the top part made it, but his bottom legs like kicked up against the couch.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Dobby.
That's why. Yeah, he's fine now.
That's what's up. Shout out to Dobby.
Shout out Dobby.
That six guard on Dobby too, and I took him to the vet.
But what part of the Hero Killer? I mean, what part of the stain?
I would say like when they were able to beat him. Quote
unquote, when he hit him right there.
We up by two, and they drop.
20 seconds
up.
Jordan Hype. All right, go. What's your guess on like my favorite moments?
Definitely a stain moment. It's definitely a stain
moment.
It's
nuts.
No cap. It's definitely
a stain.
It could be the reveal when he has a blood curdling power. either a power reveal or it could be his like his Far Cry at the end.
That one's on mine. Whenever he saves Deku, yeah. And he's like, and he basically just yells, "Who wants smoke?" And everybody was just like, "Oh shit, I don't want smoke."
Yeah.
That one, but that's not like my top one. One of my favorites of all time was whenever fucking Endeavor grabs that Nomu's head and just fucking fries that nigga with the blue flames.
That was
he's
hard.
Like, "All right, babe." So like, I was like, "Whoa." That shit was tight. Endeavor is probably my top. Is one of my top ones.
Bro, and come off of that Endeavor moment when he was in the gym and he was like, "This isn't how I should have become."
He was spazzing.
Ooh,
he was spazzing.
That hit a little hard.
Actually, another dope scene was Endeavor running off the wall to shoot the.
When he was like melting the shit.
Yeah, but like he was like he heavy as fuck and this man is like stumping. Like,
oh god!
I had an Endeavor moment. It's kind of one of my favorite because it's funny. I think when he was first introduced, I might have missed it. Mm. Somebody was like. He turned around because like you saw him from the back and then he turned around and I already think the fire mustache is funny, so it's one of my favorite things because I fucking lost it laughing because like he turned around and I was like, I wonder what he looks like. That's probably the funniest. It was unintentionally hilarious. It's probably the funniest thing in the show to me. Like, I can't remember who was talking to him and this might have been his first appearance. I might not have been paying attention. He might have like come up as a glimpse before,
mm-hmm.
but he just turned around. He had the fire mustache and I was just fucking laughing. I was like, this has to be a joke. I was like, maybe he's a nice guy and he's being funny, and then he started talking. I was like, nope.
Not a nice guy.
Nope, this is just how he looks.
Yep,
bro.
That's just how he looks.
This is how he looks.
After that,
I was like, I shouldn't be laughing, but then he started talking. I was like, this ain't funny no more.
Fact. Which makes it funnier.
Oh, I think another dope scene is the guy with the
beak.
Yeah, with the beak. Was it like when he first appeared? When with the fire scene?
Only appeared once.
Yeah,
he's gonna be a big part of this fourth season.
Oh, Endeavor has a big moment with him. Pretty sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the guy with the sister face with the blue flames?
Dobby.
Yeah.
He's tight.
His scene in the forest was dope. That was a clean scene.
Facts.
What's another that forest stuff moments? Might have been some of... I still thought it was good. That might have been some of my least favorite, like...
The forest? The whole forest?
Yeah,
because
it takes time.
I figured I didn't mind them all being separated either.
Yeah.
But I would say probably that's my least favorite. I still think it's good. I think every episode and everything about the show is good. I really, really liked it. It's for me to, like, be behind on the new ones. It's probably one of my favorite ones. But I just feel like... I don't want to say it was even one of the weaker elements. It just wasn't my favorite, is what I want to say, I guess.
Another one of my favorite moments is when...
You talking about my favorite?
Said
my least favorite. What do you mean?
Alright, Joe. But,
Joe Mama.
God. The new place Kim K was blocking people because of that.
But,
he didn't get it, so he thought they were really talking about his mom. So he was blocking people. I'm like, you're being a boomer right now, bro. Bro, I'm talking, he was blocking niggas left and right for Joe. It made me think about it. I was like,
but, fuck, what was I gonna say? Motherfucker.
I was thinking of the forest and then you thought something. But why you thinking that? I remember.
Yeah. The moment when they say Bakugo, whenever All Might's fighting All For One,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, and Kirishima was like, "Come on!" And then it's just, boom! He just explodes. He's just like flying midair. Just like that part looks just so fucking great, and I love that scene.
Like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. That part was fucking fire. And how Deku was like, "He ain't gonna come if I say it." Say that shit, Kirishima. Okay. He's like, "It's up to you." So I was like, hell yeah. That part was fire as fuck. But,
they didn't change anim. They're not one of the people who changed the people doing the animations, are they? Because I know a lot of shows like...
Change
the
what?
The animation style when people are animating.
So no, because it's seasonal.
Right.
Okay.
They usually have the same people working on the same stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Just how there are so many people
changing. It really depends on the studio they work.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't know if they changed their studio just because a lot of people have been.
We would have been known about that shit.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if
we would have fucking rioted.
Yeah.
Or.
Nah.
Okay.
Like, Madhouse is notorious for that.
For switching?
For like, switch. Like.
Like, people leaving Madhouse?
No, like, okay, for example, like, Overlord is the only anime that Madhouse has.
I know, I heard it's good so good. Fuck. I need to watch it. So I've been slacking good. On it.
Overlord.
Especially about this nigga who just OP as fuck in a video game.
It's like your normal like video game isekai, but it takes a darker look at it. Like what if you got stuck in a video game with some OP ass powers and you decide, you know what? I'm gonna be the fucking bad guy instead of being like the hero and shit.
What if you got stuck in there and then there's a game?
Shout out to Billie Eilish.
Alright.
Y'all ain't gonna front and say Billie Eilish ain't hard.
She was on SNL last night. I'm mad I missed it. I'm watching
tomorrow.
My
step ahead.
But I was already like Madhouse is like notorious for like they'll produce an anime and then they'll just drop it in some other random ass studio will pick
Isn't
it up.
Isn't that what happened with One Punch Man?
That's exactly what happened with One Punch Man.
Which y'all need to see season 2.
Oh, so those things get dropped.
That's why the animation.
I thought they just like dropped the person who does it. I know they were dropping
the agency. Like the agency studio.
Yeah, okay, so that's not happening to My Hero. They would move it.
No.
Never drop
it. No, we would know. We would know.
It's too popular.
And we would burn it all down.
It's way too popular.
We'd burn down all of Japan.
Yeah.
Anyway, alright, so that one tweet. We have Sasuke, Vegeta, Bakugo, and Hiei. Who do y'all think I'm kicking off that bitch first? I mean, because y'all said I have two. Y'all said I have two that I'm kicking off first.
Bakugo and Sasuke.
I think I'd say, but part of me is also like, he might get Vegeta out of there. But I don't think he would. I know who you're going to pick to be your favorite. So really, I would say you kick off because I know you're going to pick. I know who you'd pick. I don't know if they know. I know who you're picking.
You picking Bakugo. That's the only thing. That's the only logical.
To kick
or be his favorite? Oh, okay, they said be his favorite.
I feel like the kick. Like, that's the only logical explanation.
That's definitely Chance 2.0.
Chance would know who his favorite.
All right.
Who are you kicking first? Or just
I'm kicking Vegeta and Sasuke off first.
I knew he was going to kick Sasuke, but I was like, Vegeta or Bakugo.
But the thing is,
forgot you don't respect Vegeta.
No, I respect the fuck out of Vegeta, but he's just so one dimensional.
Yeah.
Well, in a game. Gogeta said that Gohan, never mind. When he posted that, I was like, bro, you just made this non-canon game. I was mad. I'm not gonna lie. I'm about to turn in my Gohan cape.
Why are y'all still following Buddy?
He's been cool for a while. He's been cool. He hasn't said shit for a minute.
No, dead ass. He had Chance on, man. I forgot
bro.
Chance.
Bro, Chance
on. I followed his ass so long ago,
bro. Bro, like, I remember he on. Then he had like something. He was like, choose one person that you'd bring to train with you with Master Roshi. Some good content.
Yeah.
And then it came with this bullshit. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay. He posted.
And then someone was like,
oh,
dog.
You saw him.
Yeah.
He was like, dog, you're a Gohan fanboy. He was like, no, I'm not. What are y'all talking about?
I was like, bullshit.
Yeah, he was really cool for a second. That's why we hadn't sent anything. Chance unfollowed him back in the Jackson days.
Yeah. Chance unfollowed that nigga a long time ago.
He was still saying Dragon Ball super hype, and he would just.
Here's the thing. This is what I'm gonna say.
If I seen Teen Gohan one more time,
this is what I'm gonna say though.
Yeah, what you gonna say, man?
Bakugo, by the end of My Hero Academia, Bakugo is gonna be my favorite. Right now, he's tied to Hiei.
Yeah.
Because I like the psychology, like the deeper aspects of Bakugo.
Bro, his character development is fucking wild.
Yeah, because he's Bakugo's definitely the deepest character out of all four of them.
Easy.
Sasuke's horribly written, and I hate Sasuke.
See, that's Vegeta, like, I know he's kicking Sasuke.
Yeah, fuck
Sasuke.
Yeah, then fuck Sasuke. Vegeta's just
bro. His Sharingan ain't even cool. Get the fuck out of
God.
Here.
God,
he just stole Itachi's Sharingan.
Damn near. No, he did. But
yeah, he did.
Vegeta's just too shallow. He hates my nigga. That's all I'm saying. He hates my nigga. But Bakugo is definitely the deepest out of all of them. That's another one of my favorite moments.
But Itachi died, though. He didn't steal him. But what?
He still took his eyes.
And
So if you rob a dead nigga's grave, is that not stealing?
He took his eyes out. I thought he said he wasn't going to use them.
He
didn't say you can have them.
His brother's called
grave robbing for a reason.
I love my sister, but she might not take none of my shit when I die.
I would expect Itachi for him to, like, he really wanted him to get his eyes. I'm dead ass serious.
I just want to ask.
I really think Itachi expected
him
to.
He literally said, in case. No, he didn't say he wanted him. He said, I know he's going to take my eyes. So in case he does take my eyes, I'm going to set this Genjutsu in here. So whenever my eyes are activated. I'm
in front of
Madara.
It was
no,
it was
no,
the,
no, no,
it was
no,
the
no,
Kodo Matsukami.
The remember when the crow came out of Naruto and made Itachi break through the genjutsu of wanting to destroy the leaf, so now Itachi always wants to help the leaf. That was a genjutsu that he was going to put on Sasuke in case Sasuke would have activated his Mangekyo on Naruto.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot of water bottles in here.
Yeah, but another one of my favorite My Hero moments is not the Deku Bakugo fight, but the talk afterwards when, or like during, whenever he was just like really sad and like the inferiority.
The last one?
That, yes, oh my god, that was such a good moment.
Like you wiped a tear away when you did.
Bro, I literally almost cried. Like, no, this last sitting, this last bench I did of My Hero, all like two parts made me feel some type of way. That very first part when, like the first or second episode when All Might's like, do you want to be a hero? And Deku was like crying, like,
yeah.
Yeah, I was like, man, that thing got kind of hard. And then when Bakugo was just hurt, that like, he felt like it was his fault that All Might like lost his powers and all that shit. Yeah. That shit was like, and then like, Bakugo and Deku are now like actual rivals. And it's gonna be great. Oh, another one of my favorite moments is when Bakugo told Deku to kill himself. He said, you really want superpowers? Go jump off that building and get in the next life, nigga. I was like, damn. That's just. And then Deku said, you know what? He said, what? He was like, nothing.
So never
mind.
You push over.
Oh, that shit was great. All right, what else is it? Oh, video games. We're, everything on here is My Hero, so video games.
Bro, before we move on to video games, more anime. Food Wars Season 4.
Demon Slayer just ended.
Baruto just got back to canon.
I fucked up.
Y'all still watching? Oh, okay, well.
I'm going to get back to it eventually.
Fire Force is never, good. They skipped a week, so that means this next episode is
going to be fire. You haven't seen a single episode?
No, I've seen it. I've seen, like...
Let's see.
I don't know. I got to like episode 8 and I was like,
So you at least saw the Momoshiki fight.
I'll let y'all know what Vinland Saga hit on.
Vinland Saga's amazing. It is tied with the best anime of this season. I'll say that.
Alright, what y'all's favorite anime of this season?
Demon Slayer. But it's kinda tough because Attack on Titan ended.
That didn't count as a summer. We're talking about summer season anime. It's Fire Force, Demon Slayer, Dr. Stone, Vinland Saga.
Yeah, it's a Demon Slayer on top of Fire Force. If I'm going with scenery, Fire Force. But if I'm going with
I'm going
with Demon Slayer.
Scenery, Demon Slayer,
bro. Fire Force has not lost its edge. Neither since episode is
Demon
one.
Slayer though,
bro.
Demon real, that,
bro. Yeah.
But everything has been sent. Fire Force has been, hey, bro.
You eating dick, bro.
Huh? No, you eating.
It's a joke. It's a podcast.
Whoa.
Joke.
No.
Whoa. AJ be hyping the shit out of Fire Force to no extent. And like, it's good. I'm like, bro, it's good. No, it's good. I'm like, but this nigga, like, for real, talking about like, it's like GOAT. I was like,
he called it the GOAT anime.
No, like this nigga talks about like it is one. I was like, bro, we only 8 episodes in so far. Like,
I got 8 episodes.
It's got 11 right now, but he's been talking about it like that all summer. Like literally four episodes in, he's been hyping it up.
Every Friday to Saturday.
Oh my god,
let my man's get his shit off.
No, I'm letting him get his shit off, but I'm like, bro, it just started. Relax.
Hey, I agree with him. He just talk a lot.
Bro,
hey,
I'd be like, yo, this Demon Slayer is literally amazing. Bro, Fire Force is the most best thing in the world. I'm like, yo. Calm down. I'm like, AJ. Yeah, it's good. Relax.
That is true. Every Friday he's like, y'all cut up on Fire Force.
Oh god, bro, this nigga. No. This nigga.
Y'all
quick.
The AJ
quick.
Slander train.
It's like,
y'all
quick. Just wanna wait to Sunday. Quick, watch man.
Three new episodes.
Bro, this nigga caught up yet? On it. He's like, hey, Fire Force on it, bro. Fire Force on it, bro. I'm like, yo, all right.
Hey, bro, my boy.
Have you watched Demon Slayer?
Hey, my boy, but
hey. Hey, shout out to AJ.
Shout out AJ.
But damn.
Hey, man, Fire Force, man.
Shout out Aladdin's Jafar.
Oh, wait. Aladdin's Jafar. Oh, shit. This is Chris and turned around.
Look, all right.
You're doing it
aside from My Hero Season 4, what are y'all excited that's coming out this season? What are y'all excited?
Ooh, what else is coming out this season?
So we got if like I wanna, I said, Food Wars coming out.
If I want to skip the dub,
My Hero Season 4.
Seven Deadly Sins. If you want to
skip
the dub.
Seven Deadly Sins.
There's something else.
Out, huh?
Yeah.
What else is coming out? Did you say something about Super? No? Okay. I swear, no. Don't do this right now.
The English dub.
I thought he was just talking about like shit he only knows about.
I thought, like, joke for a second. I said, no. Fuck you.
You said
something about Super the other day.
I thought I heard some news about it, but I think I missed it.
All right, what else coming out?
Foo Wars with hats on. Now you don't remember.
Foo Wars.
I say it's a lot of hats here. Now you don't remember.
Of Demon Slayer is jumping in October.
So Foo Wars, My Hero.
My Hero, Seven Deadly Sins. Damn. Hold on. I can pull it up.
My Hero. I don't watch Food Wars.
You should. It's good.
Yeah.
I actually do like it a lot.
I don't watch Food Wars, though. So, My Hero is on Netflix. And usually, I'm probably just going to wait until Netflix grabs Seven Deadly Sins.
Crunchyroll Expo?
It was a long time ago. But go ahead. We'll go ahead and finish this. I'm about to say, because we'll probably have some time.
When is Attack on Titan next year?
That shit's gonna drop in two seasons.
Season four is gonna be two parts.
It's gonna be two parts.
For sure.
Because the shit that's going on in the manga right now is nuts.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of shit going
bro,
on.
Bro, like, they're
looking nothing.
I'm just saying, they're in their dad's memories right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Like,
I watched
the thing how Aaron did the. Bro, what? Like, Aaron's the reason. And, like,
right. And like they're at like the
corridor. No, this is all I'm gonna say.
Aren't they at the corridor or whatever?
They're in the corridor and they're about to leave.
Okay.
So you know how they're brothers, right? Yeah. Alright, so literally
it's like you just spoiled whole
this is all I'm gonna say. No, this is not much of a spoiler.
Yeah.
Their dad literally looks at the brother who's the Beast Titan and says, "Stop Aaron." Like, stop his plan, stop Aaron. Nobody knows what his plan is yet. I don't even know what his plan is.
But
he says that.
I thought, like, in the memories, that's what
I yes.
That's what
Because it's one of the Attack Titans, like, things. They can see the future.
Yeah,
they can see the future of all the wielders. That's why the dude said to save Mikasa and...
Yep.
And he's like, who the fuck are those people?
Oh, God, goes, and that's, oh, like, that's his son and then the girl he's supposed to be raising, like, after he... That's a new family.
Yeah.
And that, which was wild. That's what season 3 was really like, with just a real whole mind.
Season 3 is really just the kickoff to like the shit that's pinnacle.
Like, that's what I'm hyped.
Like, they're just trying to world build right now, cause this shit's about to hit the fan.
Because they've been doing a lot of plots. Like, it's just a lot of talking this whole season 3, to be honest. It's been some good fights. Definitely world building, cause it's like, damn.
Ooh, I'm always excited. One Piece. You know, we in Wano finally. We in Wano finally.
57, or is it 75? It's either 957 or 975.
Chapter 955, you mean?
You can get
50.
I don't know if it's chapter episode.
It's chapter. Okay. No, we just hit 900 in the episode.
You can get 50 anime fans in here, and I bet you it'll only be two One Piece.
Bruh, hey. Like, Anthony been binge watching One Piece. He just finished the war. He's on like episode 500 now.
God.
Yeah, shout out to Anthony. Hey, Anthony was like, Anthony saw the big, you know what, Ace? What happened to Ace? Yeah, so shout out to Ace.
Shout out to Ace, bro.
Ooh, I mean, it's healed. I would have just hit you off rip just for hitting me. We would have been boxing, but it's cool.
Just for
I was like, oh, that didn't hurt. And then I'm gonna just swing. But but Anthony was like, yeah, this is up there with one of my favorite anime of all time. And I was like, bro, like, because he said, like, he cried whenever Ace, you know?
I see
so,
that.
Yeah. So I was like, bro, I'm telling you, it hits different when you're 500 episodes deep. Like, it hits different. Like, when you're that invested in something, you gonna feel some type of way about certain things.
That's facts.
Yeah. I see a lot of people saying that's moving into being the GOAT anime. Did I send you that poll the other day? You'd be pissed off. You would. The one where it was. No, I didn't send that to you.
Oh, Black Clover snapping too.
Yeah.
I just watched the new dubbed episode.
Then, it was like a tournament style
thing. No, it's on 99 in the dub. That's but what it was. In the sub, it broke 100. What was the poll?
It was like a tournament style, like brackets, trying to find out what the
you
best anime was.
I'll snap.
You want to know who
was? I'm not even talking about that. I just like thought of something. This is unrelated.
Oh, continue. That's what I'm saying. I can't remember my show.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
It was like a tournament style, and like the top two
was Naruto and something else.
Naruto and Dragon Ball Z.
I knew it,
of course.
Not even I think Super was on the list too. It was like,
but
it
all right, but the thing is, I'm not gonna be mad.
So it was a series of.
I'm not gonna be mad because Dragon Ball Z was really what sparked a new wave of people. people to love anime.
I think people got back to
Naruto just mainstream. Because that's what every day, and that's the casual. Whenever you look at somebody and say, I watch anime, I've seen Naruto. That's what they say.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, my little sister seen Naruto.
Everybody's seen Naruto. It's like, shut up.
It didn't bother me when I saw it. I was like, these are just the two. These are the two.
Yeah.
Like,
it just depends. Yeah. It just depends on who's Yu Yu Hakusho lost against and who One Piece lost against is what will piss me off.
I think people are mad because I'll find it. I don't think One Piece made it out of its first rank. And I think it was.
That's
it was,
upsetting.
Yeah, but so I don't think One Piece made it to.
Hunter x Hunter should be up there too.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I just know it was Dragon Ball. As a whole, and Naruto.
Because like, if you're just going by impact, those two, yeah. But like as an actual anime, those two shouldn't have won.
That's what I was thinking. So I was like,
what were you saying? I was gonna be mad at Sean.
Episode 100 of Black Clover is just a recap episode.
Oh God!
Oh God!
I'm skipping it next week. I'm upset. Yeah. Fuck.
It's just a recap episode.
I hate that bullshit. One ended with Asta pulling up and seeing that Yuno's an elf. And he's like, you know, you too? What?
Wait.
And then it ended.
Thank you.
Episode 99.
Oh, no, never mind. You're good. You're good for like another 6 episodes.
Oh, for real? Oh, that's true. No, because after this episode, I'm pretty sure they're all going to be attacking Asta. And then at the end of that episode is when Yuno snaps too. And then some other shit happens. Pretty sure Lick wakes up finally, and then they both jump Lick, and some other shit.
Hey, quiet is kept.
Yeah,
real niggas took their shoes off.
Oh yeah, you're good for a little bit. What? You're good for another 2 episodes.
You Yu Hakusho and Yusuke Mara.
Episode 102.
Said real niggas took their shoes off. I'm like, I might stick around and watch this one.
Hey, oh God, when he feels stick around. Hey, oh when he hit all those like zombies.
I was like, real niggas took their shoes off. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna stay. I'm going to stay inside.
I took my shoes off as soon as I saw Botan in that baseball outfit. Her badass. That's my top anime wife.
Hey, stick around.
Stick around.
Stick around. Hey, stick around.
Hey, I got to leave at 10 or 15 to go.
Yeah, that's right. It's gonna be done. We're probably gonna wrap up soon.
Yeah, we only got 20 more minutes.
Yeah,
at least.
So I'm talking about video games.
Yeah, let's
games. Virtual Expo.
Video games.
Y'all want to talk about the Funimation leaks and why everybody over there is kind of nasty?
What's Funimation leaks?
It's not.
You talking about the Dragon Ball like hentai shit?
Wait, what? Okay, Funimation League Tentai?
No. The voice actors were like,
I
don't think they should get as much trouble.
They were dicking around voice acting some fandom
hentai.
One of them was like Gohan fucking Chi-Chi, and the other was like Kami and
DBZ. Gohan's the goat. He fucked his own mom.
Bro, they missed the point. Kami on some shit.
Then it was Goku, Sean.
Bro, why didn't somebody say, oh my God. Why didn't somebody under the comments of the Gogeta fighters thing? It's like, Gogeta said Gohan's the best. It's like, Gogeta fucked his mom. Because if you say that the game's canon, hentai's canon.
Hentai's canon.
It wasn't hentai.
Hentai's canon! Whatever.
The voice actors actually had Gohan fucking
his mom. Podcast.
That's pretty gross.
Your life's over.
No, that is gross as fuck. That's nasty.
Chris. Sean Schimmel.
Gohan. Yeah. Gohan.
Yeah. Yo, that he was letting that one off. That was the worst one to me. The other ones I was like, they're just dicking around, whatever. But he was like, Gohan, why are you dressing like a...
We already got the title. Hentai's canon.
That's the name. Hentai's canon is the name of this episode.
Hentai's canon.
They're already gonna see it though if they click on it.
Huh?
They're gonna see the name of the episode when they click on it.
But no, but if you bullshit and name it something else, and then they hear this, they're like, "Ooh, what's going on?"
Ooh,
and then by next episode, when they hear that Chris is gone in the hospital, they know what happened.
You heard me, little pod drama.
Hentai drama alert.
What are they like when the mics go off? Because the world may never know because we don't have video.
Is this another case of...
Is this a case of go on and remind.
No.
We're not trying to get on their level. We got to let them keep that one. I didn't care about those. I just didn't like the one of Goku saying the F word and saying Gohan. That's one that I was just like, not fucked. but it was a different one.
The homosexual slur. The homo slur.
Yeah, that was when I was like, dog.
Isn't homo a slur in itself?
No. Homosexual slur.
Homosexual.
Homosexual slur. Homo short for like, homosexual.
Yeah, but like if you just call someone a homo.
This is not
worth it. I'm a hetero.
We are not about to do this. We are not about to do this.
No,
we are not
say,
about to do all
right,
this.
Alright, so is it, no. Is it wrong? Is it wrong if I say, oh, they're bi?
No.
Alright then.
Alright then. I'm just playing devil's
advocate. I'm doing my point. No, I feel you. I understand. Yeah,
I saw this going somewhere.
Content.
We are not about to do this.
Either we're not.
I got scared.
Sophie might listen. We can't do this.
I thought about the Rosa Parks. I'm like, no.
Relax. I didn't call her the B word.
Out of context, I was listening with Kyle, and he let me just put it in my ear, and all I heard was Rosa Parks and B word in very close proximity. I was like,
oh man.
You get to watch the new Dr. Stone episodes today.
Speaking of Gohan, you know who.
This is a weird segue. Speaking of Gohan, what y'all know about Oedipus?
Speaking of Gohan, you know who.
Speaking of
Gohan,
the Bama game yesterday. Wait, what about Akira Toriyama?
Akira Toriyama. He also did the character design for the characters in Dragon Quest XI. Which is the new game I just got today.
Of course. Oh, for real?
You got that today?
Yeah, it came out the 27th. I mean, technically the original, or like, it was first released on the PS4.
Is it an RPG?
It's a JRPG. Yeah.
What's J stand for?
It's like Junior.
Oh.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like, it's not like a true RPG like League of Legends or some shit like that. Like, Pokemon would be a JRPG.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, out of like all the JRPGs, like Dragon
Quest. Like a Fire Emblem?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Dragon Quest is probably one of my favorites.
I want to play Dragon Quest.
Man. Yeah.
I gotta buy a Switch one day.
I played that shit.
I'm gonna get a Switch Lite.
Took it right back to GameStop.
Yeah.
You what?
I said I played that shit. Found it was turn based and took it right back to
GameStop.
What,
Dragon Quest?
Yes. Because it was by the same guy who designed Dragon Quest. So I was like, oh, I'm about to get into it. I was like, a lot of fast paced action.
You
said select your attack. I was like, bro, give me my. Give me back.
Nigga, I didn't want Pokemon.
Give me my money back.
I didn't want Pokemon Z.
Hold on.
That's what I thought it was going to be like.
Yeah.
JRPG, man.
I didn't know that then.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Bro, like, nah.
That's
when
why I took Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories.
When Jordan was like, shit, you going to get that Pokemon game, Anton? Oh, is that a weak-ass Pokemon game?
Oh, God, Anton.
I'm a cop, though.
Bullshit. I mean, probably, but...
Yeah, I was like, that fucking bullshit-ass weak-ass game.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
Yeah, why?
When's that coming out?
Comes out in... I'll say November.
November? I never have a Switch by then.
I gotta save up for a...
Bro, Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Telling you
I gotta
right
get
now.
A Switch Lite. I'm going to get a solid-ass team that I know is going to have Garchomp and Lucario on it.
I'm telling you right now. Black Friday. Get Sword, because that's the one with Garchomp and all them on it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. You've been new.
Yeah, I've been new.
You've been new.
I'm definitely getting a Garchomp on my team. That's like one of my favorite Pokemon of all time. Favorite Pokemon of all time.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Treecle's the evolved form.
What?
Treecle's of
Treecko?
Treecko.
Are you trying to decide? Or are you
trying to decide?
That's one of my favorites.
Blaziken, nigga, the fuck?
Okay.
Alright.
Whoa.
Wait, which one?
Blaziken.
I know that name.
It's the fire one from Hoenn. Like, you know, it's Sceptile, Swampert, and Blaziken.
I gotta look at
it. It's the fire starter. The final form.
I'm sorry.
The chicken that be kicking niggas.
Hey. I used to be sick when I used double kick and the first one landed, the second one miss. I used to be sick. There was nothing worse than that. When I went
Blaziken.
So mine was the other.
The grass one.
Grass. Dope.
The grass one's tight.
I was in the gym, the electric gym. You have to go through the turnstiles in Emerald. What? Listen, you gotta struggle through them phases when you get that double kick of Blaziken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit, a double kick on Combusken was a fucking
true
problem.
The electric type,
Sean is
and it's like
demon
the turnstile.
Bro, I'm like debating
sure
in my
yes
head.
You remember what I'm talking? You remember?
Is it in Hoenn?
Generation.
I got to like closer to the end, and I had to do like low in health. I was low in health too. I landed the first of the double kick, and the second one missed, and he beat me, bro. And I got to kick that. And I like, you know, when you lose, you got to leave the gym. And I literally have not played Emerald since. This was like 6 years ago.
So happy.
I got the one from Sean, so I'm at the starter. I can't find mine. I what? Why are you gonna
I
play
it?
And beat it?
I still want it. Yeah, I still need.
Do you have something to play it on? I haven't got.
I have two DSs.
You have two? What do you have? You are one. So I can play Emerald. What the fuck? Look,
One of us gonna play Emerald. It's gonna be me. What the fuck? I'm
gonna challenge you. This whole time I was like, yeah, I have two DS.
No, I'm sick. This whole time you were just sitting on Emerald.
I was supposed to give it to you.
Then. Grovyle.
I gotta say Dragonite.
That's the second.
Grovyle. Either Dragonite or Salamence. So it's like my favorite Grovyle.
Yeah, okay.
Like, cause like my first Pokemon game was Sapphire, and like Salamence was like that, like the cool ass dragon.
Flygon was the cool ass dragon in the whole
Grovyle.
If I find
the Porygon episode, will you watch it with me?
Hell yeah.
It's not seizure inducing anymore. Like the original Porygon. The iCarly.
I was like, in my head, I was like, I know they're going to get this, like, but what if they don't? Like, what if, like, if the context is really weird? Or it's that Porygon episode.
But my favorite Pokemon
is
Lucario, Garchomp,
Tomodon,
and Infernape. I really liked Generation 4. Generation 4 was just amazing. Great. Favorite legendary.
Survive.
Mine might be Palkia.
I'm gonna say Lugia.
Palkia, Rayquaza.
Hulk.
Zekrom.
Lugia was tight.
Zekrom was fire. Even though he's electric.
I was like one of the weird
Anton, that caravan of garbage about Turtwig Pokemon the first movie.
I forgot about Turtwig.
The what?
Torterra's called
the big ass turtle.
Yeah.
Well, this thing over here going through Pokemon.
It was called the starters.
I forgot.
What about the caravan of garbage?
It's like the worst of the worst type series.
And he's talking about the first Pokemon movie.
Yeah.
It's funny though.
It's funny though.
Sounds fun.
And that's just like, we're going to start. I was going to say, any two of us can do it. So if you and Chance watch something, I'll give y'all a login. Y'all can just log in. Any two people can do it at any given time. Or any amount of people. That's what I'm saying.
At least two.
Yeah. Huh? That we can keep more content.
Yeah, I remember Turkoal.
Yeah, alright.
Damn, Trash of the Trash Pokemon, Dunsparce.
The worst Pokemon?
Dunsparce.
Wobbuffet.
Wobbuffet cool than Dunsparce. Look up Dunsparce. D-U-N.
I hate
S-P-A-R-C-E.
I fucking hate Zubat. That's probably my least favorite.
This nigga. What the fuck? This is the worst of the worst.
What the fuck?
He didn't even evolve into anything.
What the fuck?
And that thing's like fucking 5'11".
It looks nice though.
That thing's like 5... that it's huge.
Yeah.
Like it's like really big for no reason. It's just
a big ass larva.
That's the worst thing that came out of Johto. Oh, shout out to Typhlosion and Feraligatr.
Yeah.
Oh god, they were great.
Well, I was gonna say,
shout out to Dark Type. Umbreon is also up there.
Fan Pete. Forgot about Fan Pete.
I was saying in the caravan of garbage.
what was his evolved form's name?
Donphan.
That's what it was.
875 kids got sent to the hospital from the Porygon episode.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Fucking kids.
Shout out to 13 and 33 by Sonny B. Urban Monk out now. Segway Kings.
I'm fucking lost.
Segway Kings.
What are y'all talking about? He said, fuck these kids.
It's an episode of Pokemon.
Oh, the Porygon episode? When it first released in Japan from the first season, like they went into like the internet and there was a bunch of flashing red and blue lights and all that. Kings. And like 875 kids got seizures and hospitalized.
They didn't premiere in America because it was just like,
yeah.
That's the episode you're trying to watch.
Yeah, he wants to see
you. So you can watch that, but I can't inject Joker into my veins.
Way different.
How
you 100% die? I might be all right. I'm gonna wear some sunglasses and sit for
actually.
TV.
You would be all right if I'm there because I am CPR first aid certified.
He ain't gonna save you.
I know what to do if you're having
a... I'm drawing you. I'm knocking you out. Everybody, you're not going to save Chris.
Everybody check the scene.
He's saying I'm not
you. Yes, I'm knocking Sean out. Chris is going to die.
I'm going to just... No, I'm sorry.
Chris is going to die.
I'm not going to knock him out.
He's going to have a seizure. I'm going to make sure he's on his back so he chokes on his tongue. He's going to die.
Make sure no...
Me? Yes.
You won't choke on your tongue. You won't choke on your tongue.
All right, then I'm going to just put a pillow over his face.
So what you got to do? All right, so they got food in their mouth or some shit. They generally got to rake this shit out.
I'm not raking shit up.
Not if they're having a seizure. You just like put them on their side, like in like the rest.
No, I was talking about like
you just leave them there, like you have to do something.
You just leave them. You
put them on your side. You got a seizure.
Look
and just watch.
Look,
and just
watch. No, because like if you're having a seizure is.
Hey, Sean, let me get back on this 2K. Hey, here it goes. falls over. Oh, fuck. Ah, shit.
Ah. Court, watch the court. Watch the three.
Lean forward. Look, you. It's like.
Cause like
lean forward. Just leans forward.
Hold on.
Dude, hey, shout out to Ash. She finally won a Pokemon League.
Yeah, after 30.
Bro, fuck that fake Ash.
Well,
yeah.
That animation style was
really bad. Yeah, that threw you off. Yeah, that threw you off.
Really bothered.
Fucking trash.
It looked like a
it's
parody.
Literally,
trash. I know it's supposed to make
it's damn near the same animation from Dragon Ball Broly.
I know, but I'm saying it just it threw me off.
Damn near.
I haven't watched it.
I understand that, but it's.
You never seen an episode. All you saw was one.
I saw the scenes. I saw scenes over time, like when they since it's been out.
Have you seen fights? Fight scenes?
No, but they
see.
They,
look,
but
that's what you need to see. The fight scenes because the animation looks better. Like the animation is actually more fluid and better.
I feel you.
Why Ash look like that?
You feel me? Bro?
Nah, yeah. That's why. No, here's the thing. They're trying to make sure he's like, hey guys, he's still 10.
I know,
he's
but
still
like,
10.
Because this man was 15.
Nah, come back and look at that. Because you just really look at Ash and you're like, why does he look like this? Like, I get it.
The actor went through puberty and shit.
Bro, apparently shit. Ash's actual dad was there.
Man,
or some shit.
Man, some I love homeless. Showing up. I thought he was homeless.
He always took a walk. I'll
play him. Ash win or he signed
like, damn, kid, I can finally come back. Only took you 20 years.
By the end of time, you want some? Europe, look, year. What's up?
Where that ring?
I watched I, Tonya yesterday. I know
you watched what?
I, Tonya.
The fuck is that?
Okay.
Yeah. What's that?
It doesn't relate to anything. It's when. It's
well?
Which I'll just say. Yeah, I just want to think about it.
Alright, Chance.
Alright.
Take it easy.
Alright, Chance.
I gotta go pick up Milo.
About to wrap this up anyway.
I feel you.
Alright. So
drive safe, bro.
For sure, bro. Y'all, keep it.
Keep it real. Keep it safe.
Always.
And I'm clocking out.
Oh, he got the timestamp.
Chance clocked out.
This is weird.
Alright, let's talk shit about Chance. So,
this is odd.
Chance is a robot. Chance 2.0.
I mean, he is.
Yeah,
he's this definitely. Is really, really, really weird.
Chance is definitely. Yeah.
Cause
like, the feng shui is kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's
like.
Yeah. This is.
I like how every time I do that, Anton always.
This nigga Chance is a creep, bro. This nigga Chance is a creep.
So, that's what y'all saying about me? So that's what y'all had to say about me.
What up, Chance 2.0?
Oh my god, he's gonna knock your head off.
Alright, I'm out.
Alright,
alright, bro.
Y'all got anything left?
Oh,
you wrap it up.
You never got to promote your new stuff. We haven't recorded since then.
Yeah.
Hey, I dropped an album called Trap Wavy Urban Monk. Trap Wavy Urban Monk. I can't pronounce my own
that's
shit.
What you said.
Shit.
I said Urban.
Oh, I thought you said it
to me. Like Kyrie. Kyrie, but I dropped an album. It's
I'm
great.
Really talk about Kyrie. Yet.
Facts.
I've
had some heat.
I've had some pretty good reviews on it.
Keep it streaming on repeat. You
know, keep it streaming on repeat. Do all that good stuff. Excuse me. I'm already almost done writing the next album. I got three more songs to finish writing. I've recorded three of them. I can record two more off of it if I want to. Working on an EP. Got writing two songs for it right now. Probably gonna throw two more. You know, just working.
He's just getting ready. He's getting all his music out. That way he can go ahead and inject that Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You got a couple months.
Yeah. I'm aiming to release this next album.
I was saying you're going to inject the stuff in your veins.
I'm aiming to release this next album on the spring equinox, which is March 20th, which happens to fall on a Friday, which is like perfect. And this next one is going to be called Paradise Tapes, and it's like a lot of like summerish music, so. I think it's only right if I drop on the spring equinox.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
You know, I'm pushing my music to the next level.
DeLon, I hope you're listening. I mean, I know you are. But
shout out to DeLon, man. I hope you're proud of me for trying to keep things streamlined and intact. And also shout out to Dakota. I hope you're satisfied with this quality.
Yeah, Dakota. I really did feel bad because, like I said, Dakota's
a day one.
That's so that really hurt me for like Dakota not listening to it, like or not listen to it, but to not like it.
Nah, he didn't listen.
Well, yeah, no, I know, but like that was really not like it hurt my feelings, but, like to underperform like that because Dakota has been supporting since day one. So
like,
I'm glad he was able to keep it a bean, though. I'm glad he kept it a bean and told us.
Facts.
So
he's a real one. Shout out to Dakota for real, for real. But shout out to everybody who's listening. Shout out to Chris, Chance, Sean. Shout out to the Saints for winning tonight.
Shout out to Jordan for letting us use his room.
Shout out to Jordan for letting us use his room. We in the dojo with this shit today. Don't shout out to school. Don't go to school if you don't want to go. You don't have to. Don't feel like you're
don't stress yourself out.
Facts. Don't feel like you have to go to school.
Bro, just make live sure your life,
if you can live your you life comfortably, do it. I'm about to drop out, so that's what I'm about to say. Everything's good in life. Life's a series of moments, and moments pass. So we're gonna take this moment and live it like our last. Remember, the girl's not cute. She's young, and she is. And right, most important, and most importantly, she is not protecting her peace. She is dodging the fuck it. Doors are closed.
Hentai's cannon.
Next time,
remember, Hentai's cannon.
She has an unlimited plan. So if she doesn't text you back, it's not a mistake. All right, goodbye.